Expressed are not those of Town Square Media or station advertisers.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5 presents Time with Toto with your host, James Toto.
Good Saturday morning and welcome to Time with Toto. I'm your host, James Toto, on this April 3rd, 2021. This half-hour show is dedicated to our veterans and issues that involve them, local news here in Atlantic County and the surrounding areas, news happening in the great taxation state of New Jersey, national and international news, and how it will impact us here both as a state and nation. You can follow me on Facebook and YouTube at Time with Toto. Please post any comments either for or against and why you have that position. My point of view comes from a middle-of-the-road point of view that is just a few clicks to the right of center. I believe that the government and the legislators are there to serve the people and not the other way around. There is no such thing as a free lunch, so when people talk about the government handing out money, that money comes from taxes. The more taxes we have, the more restrictive the government is on our freedoms, and we become reliant on government programs. Please go to Time with Toto and let me know what you think in a clear and common-sense fashion. I'm just a working-class guy, a blue-collar worker, and I would like to think that I represent a common sense of logic that most people have. If you agree or disagree, let me know at Time with Toto. Since this is our voice and common sense discussions lead to common sense solutions, as my wife says, either you're part of the solution or part of the problem. Don't be part of the problem. And delving right into veterans issues that are here in the lower portion of the state of New Jersey, the COVID vaccines are still rolling out for 65 and older. You can enroll at your local clinic, whether it's in Northfield, Rio Grande, or Vineland. Fill out the eligibility form and please sign up for the VA there. Locally, we do have Pat Carney. His cell phone number is 302-358-9736. And also Jackie Hinker. Her number is 302-304-5509. And those two folks were on our show last week, and they put out a lot of good information that's going out with in regards to veterans here in South Jersey and how they can receive help. So please, if you can, contact them if you do know of somebody that is a veteran and does need some kind of assistance, whether it's with COVID vaccines, VA healthcare, or anything like that. Please reach out to them. Again, Patrick Carney's phone number is 302-358-9736. And Jackie Hinker's phone number is 302-304-5509. And the veterans are also getting, since April 15th is right around the corner, you can go on irs.gov or www.myfreetaxes.com for income tax help. If you do have any kind of questions for veterans, they do offer assistance that way. And if you do know of a veteran that is in crisis, and right now we are losing 22 veterans a day to suicide. And that's a low number. If you can, contact the Veterans Crisis Line at www.veteranscrisisline.net. You can also text 838-255. Again, that text number is 838-255. Or you can call the crisis hotline, 1-800-273-8255, and press 1 for veterans. In and around your surrounding towns here in South Jersey, whether it's Summers Point or Egg Harbor Township or Linwood, Northfield, Margate, most of the towns that are in the area, we have a local American Legion, VFW, or AmVet Center. Like in Summers Point, we actually have an AmVet Center right there on Shore Road. They are phenomenal. It's a phenomenal resource center. I would suggest reaching out to them if you can. Or go on the website and search the AmVets for their resource center that's there, whether it's filling out a job application or if it's writing a resume or if there's local, if there's anything that's going on that'll help get a veteran a job, they are phenomenal with it. Now, in the surrounding towns, there, like I said, there's the American Legion and the VFW. Those are phenomenal organizations, and most of those organizations do a dinner there of some sort, some nights of the week. Now, in Summers Point, where I'm a resident of, our American Legion there does a phenomenal job with dinners most nights of the week. And It's reasonably priced, and it's really, really good food. It's open to the public, so you can come on in and get a good meal, whether you want to sit down and have a dinner there or if you want to get it to go and take it home. It's a wonderful meal at a reasonable price. I would suggest doing that, and it helps support the local veterans organizations. And it's, like I said, good food at a reasonable price. So please support your local veterans and the veterans organizations that are out there. If you want to make a donation to the American Legion or the VFW or AMVETS, they do take donations. And it is a wonderful way to give back and help out the veterans that are out there, especially, like, say, in the American Legion. We have the American Legion Riders. They are a subgroup of the American Legion, and they do a lot of they perform the solemn task of funerals, and they do a wonderful tribute to a veteran, and they do an incredible job. And if you've ever seen it go by, it makes you feel so proud to be an American and to be able to honor our veterans who have served, who are being laid to rest. And they even honor those who are, you know, recently found unclaimed veterans, and they lay them to rest with respect, and they are surrounded by fellow members of the armed forces. So please do support your local veterans organizations, and thank you very much. Thank you very much for tuning in with Time with Toto. We'll be right back after these messages.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5, South Jersey's talk station.
Free health care, hundreds to more than $1,000 per month in disability compensation, and tens of thousands for college tuition. Choose VA and see why veterans trust in VA reached an all-time high. Claim the benefits you've earned at choose.va.gov.
Time with Toto, WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
And welcome back to Time with Toto. I'm your host, James Toto. Looking around things here in Atlantic County, the housing market is in a real boom here, especially in my hometown, again, Summers Point. The houses there are just going for astronomical prices, despite the fact that Atlantic County is one of the leading counties in the country, not just the state, but in the country, for the hardest hit with unemployment. As a June 4th, 2020 report, we were showing it just over 33%, and in Orange County, LA, who was leading the country according to one of the reports, but it's conflicting on how the percentages work. People are moving here. People are moving here from, you know, New York, Connecticut, Rhode Island, other parts of Pennsylvania. They're moving here, and It's the housing market is just absolutely insane. Houses that listed a year and a half ago at 165 are now going for 285 to up over 300,000. It's just absolutely crazy. And people are able to work from home now. They can work virtually. There's a lot of people that are, you know, why would I want to pay those very strong New York taxes and pay all the high cost of living to live up in New York when I can just live at the Jersey Shore, where it's actually really nice and very relaxing, and people are coming into this area. One of the things you have to look at when you do move into an area is the bang for the buck effect. What are you getting for the dollars in your taxes? I live in a very, very small home in Summers Point, and my taxes are just around $6,000 a year. And we have phenomenal services, whether it's our police department, our volunteer fire department, our public works department, our city hall. They do a phenomenal service for the residents that are there, and they're very accessible. And we get a lot of bang for our buck in Summers Point. In other areas, you might not get such services for what you're paying for. I know that Egg Harbor Township, Linwood, Northfield, Margate, Longport, all those areas, they have phenomenal services. They really do. They do a really good job. And our schools are top notch. They are very good schools in our area, leading not just the state, but the country also. Like Mainland Regional High School is one of the top high schools in the country. They have a very good program there. Our Atlantic County Vocational school is phenomenal at what it does, and they produce top-tier students that go on to, whether it's the trades or if they go on to a technical university, they're doing a phenomenal job there. And they also have their aviation program, which is doing relatively well there, considering that it is a high school program that does translate well into the college courses. These are things that you have to look at when you're moving into an area. Other things that we get here, our county does a phenomenal job with whether it's snow removal, road repair, keeping up on infrastructure as they should. Our roads, they could use a little bit more attention to detail, but they, for the most part, they do go out there and they do a really, really good job. And our county executive, Denny Levinson, does a good job of making sure that the proper funds are allocated to the right areas, and they do take care of the situations that are out there. I know that our freeholders, such as John Risley, Frank Ballas, Jim Bertino, Maureen Kern, they do a great job. They really do a phenomenal job at making sure that the proper money is allocated for our public works department to make sure, and our roads department to make sure that the roads are being repaired. And those county commissioners that I mentioned, they used to be called freeholders. Now they're county commissioners. I know I'm still trying to get used to that term. They're very fiscally responsible with our county money and being able to make the proper repairs and working with not just the local towns, but also with the gas company and the water company. So it doesn't make sense to go out and repair a road only to dig it up if a gas or water main has got to be repaired later on, say 6 months to a year later, because that just warms the cockles of my heart where I see a freshly paved road and then all of a sudden they're tearing into it to make sure that a water main or gas line is being rebuilt. They talk to the gas company, they talk to the water company, hey, when are you looking at doing this? When are you going to do that? And they work together hand in hand to make sure they're not going to be digging up a road that was just freshly paved. They talk to each other, they work with each other, and then the repairs are made, and then they pave. That's the way it should be done. That's the proper way of doing things. And they're really, really good at communicating that. So when you come from New York, or you come from any other states that are, or you come from Pennsylvania, and you move into this area, you're moving here because you're getting a better house and a better school system for less money and more reasonable taxes. And the reason why we have reasonable taxes is that we have a very conservative form of government here. We are electing conservative people with conservative principles, and they're responsible with our money. They're not getting us into debt where all of a sudden, next thing you know, your taxes are going up. I don't understand why you would continue that line of thought when you move into an area where, okay, well, we want to do all these different programs that are out there. Well, those programs cost money. And sometimes the programs that you're actually looking to create are redundant programs. Years ago, Ronald Reagan did this thing called the speech. And that speech was for a presidential election. And that speech, which was done back in the 60s, you need to listen to what he said in that. Go back, and the video is not that long. It's like 26 minutes long, and Ronald Reagan put forth the ideas of conservatism. When Ronald Reagan did his speech, he thought about what he said, and he put it so concisely. It's a matter of, why would you want to recreate or make another government entity when the other one isn't going away and isn't doing its job, and then you're just going to create redundancy, which is not going to solve the problem. This is where we're at. We have a lot of government programs out there. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, for all their wonderful ideas, all they're doing is they're chasing people away. The taxes here in the country are going to go through the roof. Governor Murphy, in his infinite wisdom, has decided he's going to borrow billions upon billions of dollars And it's going to cause, this is going to be a generational impact on the future of our state, and it's going to impact the future of our country, whether it's, you know, Biden and Harris or Murphy or whoever it is that's in there, that line of thinking of free money. And you really need to focus on what the job of the government is. So when you move into this area and you voted Democrat your entire life, and then all of a sudden you move into an area that is, for the most part, we have a lot of independent thinkers here, and they're going to vote the person, not so much the party. It's that it's when you get into trouble when you do vote blind. I'm just going to vote Democrat right down the line, and then I can't understand why my taxes keep going up. It's the same thing over and over again. You just keep shooting yourself in the foot. If you go in there with the idea of, I want to vote for this person because they have the same principles as I do personally. They have the same principles and the same line of thinking. It's the same way people are getting into trouble with credit cards, and they're spending more money than they take in, and then all of a sudden they have to figure out how to get out of this debt. Same thing here. Folks, when you move into the area, listen to what I'm saying. Change your line of thinking. You're listening to James Toto here with Time with Toto. We'll be right back.
If you're wondering what to do with your money in these unusual economic times, or if you have questions about retirement planning, IRAs, 401ks, or taxes, then listen to The Heart of Your Money, Saturday morning at 8 on WPG, featuring author and financial expert Joe Yakovich. The Heart of Your Money will focus on you, your family, and your financial portfolio. The Heart of Your Money with Joe Yakovich, Saturday morning at 8 on WPG, Talk Radio 95.5.
If you're from around here, you know the truth about treats. If it's not Tasty Cake, it's a Miss Cake. Because nothing satisfies like a perfectly sweet butterscotch crimpet or rich and creamy peanut butter candy cake. Tasty Cake, except no substitutes.
Time with Toto, WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Welcome back to Time with Toto. I'm your host, James Toto. Looking at things on the national news, one of the big things that's been on everybody's mind down there is the border and the border crisis. Yes, that's right. It is a crisis for what is going on. They wanted the AOC wanted to go down to the border and cry about kids in cages. And Kamala Harris went down there and did this whole show for people that was down there. And it was just absolutely embarrassing what she did. And now she's facing a worse situation. And this is on Kamala Harris and Joe Biden's hands. Kids are literally ripped away from their families, or they're coming across that border by coyotes, which are the people that work for the cartels. And it's child trafficking. There are kids down there that are being kept in very, very, very bad conditions, separated from their families, and they're going to be farmed out to the cartels here in the United States. So we've got that issue that's going down. And AOC was trying to make this a race issue. Now, if the American people are a race, then yes, this is a race issue, because we need to keep an eye on the ball here, folks. The Americans are in jeopardy. We as Americans are in jeopardy here. We're being invaded by other countries, and it's going to change the wages for work. It's going to change who is working under the table, who is working on, you know, above board. And if people are working above board, they're paying their taxes, they're doing what's right, and they're welcome to benefits here. Those who are coming in to take advantage of this country, it's being shown. This is happening down at the border. AOC puts on this whole thing, you know, this whole front to make it seem as though this is a race issue. It has nothing to do with that. It has got to do with American jobs, American citizens, Americans being safe, because those that are coming across that border, they're not being COVID tested. And if they are being COVID tested and they come up positive, they're still being released out into the public. So where is that whole ideal of, oh, we got to keep everybody safe, you got to wear two masks, you have to be in, you know, get this shot, which is not a vaccine. It's an experimental drug. It's not a vaccine. A vaccine means it stops. This is not a vaccine. The flu shot that you get every year is just that. It's a shot. It's to help you fight you know, or make it not as bad as it was before, but it does not completely 100% prevent it. It's a misnomer. It's an experimental shot. That's all it is. This is one of the largest human experiments that's ever been conducted. And why are people wearing two masks when we're letting people come across the border who could possibly have this disease, this virus, and they're being, you know, released out into the public? I find it absolutely absurd. They just got done voting on $1.9 trillion deal for the Americans, and now they want to do more for infrastructure, which was included in the first bill because Nancy Pelosi got her, you know, the construction of a bridge or a tunnel out in San Francisco, which is completely not necessary from what I've been reading on it. It's BS. It's absolutely insane. They're just going to keep on tacking on more and more and more for what we owe, and it's not going to be able to be repaid. They're touting the infrastructure bill, and they're saying they're shovel-ready jobs. Well, I've never seen anything in government that is ever shovel-ready. How much longer are we, the people, going to let 535 people, that's the Congress, the legislation, all this, how are we going to let 535 people tell 330 million people what to do? They work for us. That's their job, to represent us. My name is James Toto. Welcome to Time with Toto.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5, South Jersey's talk station.
The COVID-19 pandemic continues to weigh on us all, but we can turn worry into action. Wear a mask and keep 6 feet of space between yourself and others in public. Wash your hands often and stay home if you're sick. Go to cdcfoundation.org to learn more.
Time with Toto, WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
And welcome back to Time with Toto. My name is James Toto, your host, who is extremely aggravated with the way things are going here, not just here in the United States, but with the way the world is now viewing the United States. The Taliban is once again coming back in Afghanistan. So what does that mean for us in the war on terror? What does it mean for us for the safety of our American citizens here? They're gaining strength there, and then you have Al-Shabaab down in northern Africa, who is gaining strength down there. And this is going to be a crisis that's going to come here to America, with Joe Biden letting jobs go to Mexico, selling us out to the Chinese, and then he's doing other things that are just allowing these terrorist organizations to prosper and gain strength. And usually when they come back stronger, a lot stronger than before, because now they have a point to prove. So where are we heading from here? I think that these upcoming elections are extremely important to not just here in Atlantic County, not just here in the state of New Jersey, nationally. Look at what you were taught in grade school. Because now I'm 51 years old. So what I was taught in grade school is not being taught today. I tried having a conversation with somebody about a week ago at a dinner table. And this young lady, she was very bright, did not understand a lot of our history, did not understand that it was, you know, it wasn't the English that were going to Africa to bring slaves here to the United States, that in fact it was basically current day Iranians who were going there to make the deal in Africa, who were selling it to the East India Dutch Company, who were using Portuguese ships and Spanish ships to bring slaves here to the United States. Did not understand it, didn't even know it, didn't know that that was how it was happening. So there's a lot of misinformation that's out there. There's a lot of history that is not necessarily being corrected. It's being taught incorrectly, or it's not even being taught at all. Most people don't know what happened on 9/11. Most of the kids that are out there do not understand. Most of the folks that are out there don't understand what happened during the 80s and the 90s. Most people don't know what happened during the Vietnam era, or why we were there. Most people don't understand the Korean conflict. They don't understand World War II. They're not being taught the correct history on how things evolved. Try to explain to this young lady that during, you know, pre our entrance into World War II, the Nazis were banning books, burning books, confiscating weapons, restricting on what people could be taught and how it was to be taught so that it conformed to their line of thinking. Now, does this sound familiar to you? Look at Facebook. Look at Twitter. Look at what's being taught in schools and what books are being banned and are not being banned and what is actually being taught that's out there. What does this have to do with international, national, state, local? It affects the line of thinking generationally. So these are my thoughts for the week. This is what I've been thinking about when I'm out there doing my thing, doing my job. I'm just a common working guy. And I look around and I see what's being, you know, they are coming for the guns because an unarmed society is weak. An armed society is polite. And it's amazing what will happen when we become uneducated, unarmed, and helpless. And at that point, it's over. We need to be able to sit down as families and think about the future of our county, look at the future of our state, our government, and our world. Because Americans, we are leaders in this world. We're out there, you know, our American military isn't out there just fighting wars. They're out there providing humanitarian aid. And most people don't know about that. They don't realize that aircraft carriers and our Navy ships are out there providing electricity, hospitals to folks that are, you know, whether it's a natural disaster or something of that sort, they're out there providing that kind of hope. During storms, during Katrina, our military helicopters were out there rescuing people off of roofs of houses that were flooded. You know, our military came in and provided medical aid, medical attention, and fresh water and different things, not just, you know, in hurricane or storm ravaged areas. They provided help. And with the way this current administration is doing things, they're tearing our military down again, which weakens our country. Now, folks, my name is James Toto. This is Time with Toto. Thank you very much for your time this morning. I appreciate it. I really hope for the future. No matter how bleak it could look, we as Americans have pulled ourselves up by our bootstraps and buckled down and did the right thing when it came time. So I wish you the best. Have a good day. Have a good week. Enjoy it. And God bless. 95.5 FM.